Kum Len and Ablat Gemara. Today's Gemara is of Lamed Zayin and Aleph Zechta Brachas. We'll begin from Lamed Vav and Beis near the bottom, three lines from the bottom, Gufa. Let us analyze a statement that Rabbi Shmuel made before, which is halacha, which is the halacha. Rabbi Shmuel, the Amit Tavai, he laid down a rule before and he said, Kol sheyesh boy mechameshes haminim, any mixture that has in it some of the grains mixed into it, mevorachin olav boydei minim mezainis. You make a boydei minim mezainis, even if they're not the majority of the ingredients that are there, if they are there and they thicken it and they make you full, they make a mezainis. The itmar nami rabbi shmuel tavai, and elsewhere they said, Kol shehu mechameshes haminim, anything which is just one of the five grains, mevorachin olav boydei minim mezainis. That was the first statement, was anything that has a mixture of the five grains you make a mezainis, and the second statement was anything in isolation, one of the five grains make a mezainis. So the question is, if a mixture you have to make a mezainis because it's some of the five grains, surely if it's on its own you have to make a bracha, why do you have to tell us both? So ask the Gemara, why do you need both? Tzicha, we need both. If we would only told us kosher who, that anything that has in isolation, these five grains, you have to make a mezainis, what would I have thought if it was a mixture? I would have thought it was a mixture. You don't make a mezainis. I would have thought Mishnah Isa be in there because it's on its own. Abel ayidei teruvus, if it's part of a mixture, like. It's, you don't make a mezainis. Kamash Rolan comes to teach you kol sheyesh boy.
That even the mixture you would have thought wouldn't have to make a mezainis.
Exactly. You think you look at the majority. No, you look at the majority. If the majority of the ingredients are shakel, you make a shakel. That's what you would think. So he tells you, no, that if there's a mixture of mezainis there, you have to make a mezainis. Fine. So the Gemara just tells us that rule, and surely if it's on its own, you make a mezainis. Ask the Gemara of Iyashminan. The Gemara explains, if you only told us kol sheyesh boy, if there's a mixture, how many I would have thought, kol sheyesh boy chamisha, I would have made the following inference. Kol sheyesh boy chamisha haminim, anything which has the five different species grains in. Fine. You make a bracha mezainis. Aval oides v'doichin, when it comes to oides v'doichin, one of them is rice and one of them is millet. When it comes to, we'll talk about it in a minute, when it comes to oides v'doichin, loy, maybe you don't make a mezainis, mishum the al de taruvus. The reason why only the, if you had told me that these five have are mixed into it, you make a mezainis, and just leave it at that, I would have thought, okay, these five are mezainis, but oides v'deichin, you don't make a mezainis if it's part of a mixture. But if oides v'deichin would have been on its own, maybe you would make a mezainis. So therefore, you had to tell me separately that no, there are only five grains that require a mezainis, and not oides v'deichin, even if they're on their own. I will oides v'deichin loy, why? Mishum da'idei taruvus. Because the problem here is a mixture. I would have assumed, I will ease it in if they're behind their own. Namo, we should say mezainis, afilu oides v'deichin, nami rochla by mezainis. You make a mezainis even on oides v'deichin. Kamar shalom, that's why he has to tell us separately, kol shehu mechameshes haminim, only those things which are part of the five, meaning the five different grains, mevorchin or by mezainis. La fuke comes to exclude oides v'deichin, even if it's on its own, you don't make mezainis. Says the Gemara, so you're now concluding that oides and deichin, you don't make a mezainis. It's not so simple. The oides and deichin, you're telling me oides and deichin, you don't make a mezainis. We learned in a braise, hey, the yule of fun they brought before you, pass oides bread, or pass deichin, or deichin bread, mevarich olav, tchila, v'soif, you make a bracha in the beginning and the end, kimaisik data, like you cook something with the grains in it. Sounds like you make a mezainis on oides and on deichin. One of them is rice. It sounds like you're making mezainis on rice. V'gabe ma'isik edei d'tanya. We know when it comes to a cooked item that has in it mixed in grains. B'tchila mevorach ala boidim in a mezainis. First you make a brach mezainis. Ul v'say mevorach ala brach ach meshol. You make ala michir. Says the Gemara, you took it literally. Don't take it literally. The analogy to ma'isik edei is only to a certain extent. And that is, ki ma'isik edei we compare oides v'doichet to ma'isik data, but not v'loikim ma'isik data. It's not exactly like ma'isik data. Ki ma'isik data, how is like ma'isik data? The mevorchin olav tchil v'soif. You make a brach in the beginning, you make a brach at the end. But v'loikim ma'isik data, it's not like ma'isik data. Because you have ma'isik data, when it comes to ma'isik data, b'tchila b'idim in mezainis. First you make a b'idim in mezainis. Ule v'soif, brocha achas me'en gimel. By ma'isik data, you make a mezainis halamichah, followed by halamichah. The ilu hoch over here, b'tchila mevarech olav shahakal nimidvari. First you make a shahakal. So here he's saying, when it comes to oides v'deichin, you make a shahakal, and you make a bone of fashas. The Gemara neither really we had. The Gemara has an assumption there. One opinion says you make any bracha achreina only either only hazan or alamichya. And then Abtafer said you make also bone of fashas. Now, traces over here, top traces, interesting traces. What exactly does the meaning of the bracha bone of fashas? Listen to traces inside. Bone of fashas abechasreinim. Says traces. When it starts off, you created us and you gave us our fill. What's missing? What's lacking? What are we talking about? The essentials. Kamei lechem v'mayim, bread and water. So v'chesroinam, essentials that's missing is bread and water. She'efshe b'loyhem, we cannot survive without, we cannot subsist without bread and water. And what's the next part of Bnei Nefashos? V'alkol ma'ase boroso lahachiz behem. What's that? V'alkol ma'ase boroso lahachiz behem nefesh kol choy kolayim. What's that talking about? What do we thank the Eibushah for now? Al ma'ase ba'olam. All the kol ma'ase ba'olam. Everything else that's created in the world, which are luxuries or excess. Shegamim loy barom yochayim lichid b'lohem. The world could have survived without all of these extra things. As long as we have bread and water, we can survive. These are all additional things. Shaloy barom kim l'tainik ba'alma. The reason Hashem created it is that we should enjoy life a little bit, have some pleasures. I guess the most pleasurable thing Tayshia can think of is apples. Like apples, ukiyaitzibehen. I would have thought you'd say flesh and wine.
Okay.
Okay, so now as the second half, Baruch Nefashos, just thank the Eibushah for all the extra things that he gave us. You've concluded Baruch Ha'elamim. But in Yishalmi, actually, concludes Baruch HaTor Hashem Ha'elamim. But we don't do it, we just say Baruch Ha'elam. Anyway, that's the Bracha Baruch Nefashos. So what do we Gemara say? It seems to be Gemara right now that Oides V'deichin, you make a Shahako and a Baruch Nefashos. Says the Gemara, it's not so simple. Says the Gemara, the Oides, whatever this Oides is, Lav Maisek Gedeidahu, you tell me it's not a Mezainus. But Tanya Melet Nebraise, Eilu Hein Maisek Gedeidah, the following things are Maisek Gedeidah, where a Mezainus, why aren't some Mezainus? What's an example of Maisek Gedeidah? A cooked things with some grains, what is it? For example, Chilke is wheat that's divided into two pieces. And you cook it up, or Targis, when you divide it into three pieces wheat, Soilis is when it's flour, Zodis when you divide it into four pieces, Va'arsan is when you divide wheat into five pieces, and Oides! Says clearly, it is also, you make a mezainus. Says the Gemara, you're right, there is such an authority, says, it is a mezainus, but that's the view of Mani Rabbi Yechid ben Uri. It's a das yachid. It's an isolated opinion of Rabbi Yechid ben Uri. How do you know Rabbi Yechid ben Uri? Tanya, looking at Marasachim. Rabbi Yechid ben Uri, he says, oides min dogno. He says, they're not five grains, they're six grains. And the six grain is oides, and he says, v'chayovin al chimutze kodeh, ferments on Pesach, yachayev kodeh, it's like chomets. V'odom yoitze boi, lechavasim in Pesach. And with oires, crackers, you're yoitze, you matze on Pesach. Abo rabbonon loy, but the rabbonis agree. They hold that oides is merely a shahakel, and therefore it's no issue. Asking what is that so? But Rabbanon loy, Rabbanon hold this merely shahakel, but Tanya, we learned, hakois and mesachit, if somebody chews wheat. And Rashi says, whenever just okay, crazy, you choose wheat, mevorich Allah, the bracha you make for chewing wheat is adama. You don't make a mitzvah unless you turn it to bread. Otherwise, it's adama. What about tachna? You ground it up. Offer, you baked it. You grounded, you baked it, and then ubishla, and then you cooked it. So you took bread, that's mamish bread, which already has a mitzvah. Now you cooked it. What bracha do you make on it now when it's cooked? And we'll talk more about it later in the Gemara. When the pieces are still in its existence, you have larger pieces. Because since it already had the identity of a piece of bread, as long as the pieces are still large pieces, you still make the bracha, it retains the original bracha and you bench. But im ein ha'prusas kayamas, if the pieces fall apart, we'll see later if it means a kazayis or less than kazayis. First you make a bracha b'ri min mezainus. It lost the status of being bread because you cooked it up and you softened it and now it's smaller pieces. Then you make a bracha ala michya. Here's no problem yet. But next part. Ha'koi says esa oides. If you chew oides, raw oilers, you make a bracha b'ri pri adama. But tachna, if you ground it, offer you baked it, or bishla, cooked it, can mean either you cooked it after you baked it, or cooked it means cooking on its own. Afa pishak prusa kayamas. But when it comes to oilers, even though you have larger pieces, mevorach ola b'ri pri adama. Sorry. First you make a bracha mezainus. At the end you make a bracha mezainus. Clearly here there are oides. But you don't make hamaitzi, you make a mezainus. And you make an almichya. So who's that? Mani. Rabbi Yechiel ben Nuri, he just told us that he believes oiders is just a 6 grain. So whatever the laws are by grain should be by oiders. The pieces are large and the kazayin should become mighty and bench. Large pieces should make a mighty and benching. And the lav rabboni is the rabbonon, and they're telling us that even though oiders is not one of the grains, but it's a mazainus and an alamichia. So the Gemara's conclusion is that oiders you make a mazainus and an alamichia. And doichin, you make, see, a shahakal. Not sure exactly what oiders is and what doichin is, number one. Because oiders can mean rice. If oiders means rice, then oiders would mean mezainis. You make a bracha mezainis and oiders, and alamicha. And doichin, which is millet, is you, something we don't really eat today, is doichin is millet, you make a shahakal and that. But then we say further, if you cook it, and then it turns by, let's say, rice. If you eat raw rice, we say you make hadam. If you cook it, you make a mezainis. Let's say oiders is rice. Make a mezainis. But cooking is, says Rabbeinu Yehuda, only if it turned into a mush so that it all congealed together, became one big lump. But the way our rice is cooked, each piece is an individual piece. And for that, you make a hadama, not a mezainis. But then there are other opinions that says that our rice, because you took it out of its sheaf, then it's already considered as if it's mushed together, and therefore you make a mezainis. So now, our rice, that 3 possible brachas. You can maybe make a mezainis because it's oireis, and we hold that without the, you move the cover off, even though it's separate pieces, it's considered like together, so it's mezainis. Could be because it's not mushed together, it's hadama. But could be it's millet. Could be that oireis, that oireis is millet, and doichin is rice. And therefore, doichin, you make a shakel. So it's a big problem, which brachas you make. So it's a big machlekes. The Mishnah Berurah says you make a mezainis on rice. The altar of Pascha is to make a shahakal on rice, because since it's a suffix, and we learned before that, first of all, it could be shahakal, because it's doichin, and even if it isn't, we learned before the shahakal is always yaitza, so therefore it's like, it's this way you're yaitza on all opinions. And then there are people who are machmir, who make 3 brachas on rice. So what they do is, and they'll never eat rice on its own, they'll either eat it after they wash, or they'll have a piece of mezainis, a cucumber, a drink, and then they'll have rice. There are many who paskin, that's wrong. Because the only reason why you're eating that piece of cake there, for example, that cracker, is to have a mezainis for the rice, then it's a big shaila if you make a mezainis on the cracker. Because you only make a bracha on something that you want. Since you don't really want it, the only reason why you're eating is to make a bracha, that's like the din of tafel nikr, which doesn't have its own bracha. Same problem with the cucumber. Therefore, the rice, either the best way is either you eat a part of a meal, or you make a shahakal. To be Yates, all the opinions. Okay, very very complex. Okay, vayti gemara. If you want just to know this about rice, look in Tosfos here. Rashi pidush oiders is meal. Rashi holds that oiders is millet. The yesh mefardim farshim rizoy, which is rice. Well, if high pidush yesh lefardim is doichin hainim meal. So Tosfos brings right here the 2 opinions. The Rashi holds that oiders is not rice. That oiders actually is millet. It's Tosfos who says yesh mefardim that oiders is rice. Okay, let's get to the Gemara. What Amar Mavi just said, Hakaisa Mechiti, Chu wheat, Mavorich, or Labor, Predom, Chu wheat, you make a bracha by Adom. I, Vatani, we learned in the Braisa elsewhere, Boyre, Mine, Zroim, that wheat, you say, you know, for the seeds, you make a more specific bracha. Like Kasha, or Rabbi Yehuda Rabban. In our Mishnah, we had an argument. Rabban say for all vegetables, you make a bracha bari pri adama. And Rabbi Yehuda said, no, you have to be more specific. You say bari min d'shoyim, and so on and so forth. So he would hold that for grains, you say bari min d'shoyim. But now, by Yerok, Zoyim, bari pri adama, vegetables say adama, Rabbi Yehuda, bari min d'shoyim. We're up to 2 dots. Amar Mar, Hakoyisim es ha'oyles. Something.
Do we do
Amar of Shaisis? No, we're up to now. Amar Hakoyisim. See it? Amar Hakoyisim is a oides. If somebody chews rice, Mevarech if you eat a raw steak, you make a priadama. Tochnu, you ground it. Afu, you baked it. Ubishlon, you cooked it. Either you cooked it after baking or just cooked it. Afapisha, prusas kayamas. Even though you have pieces, we said before, when it comes to bread and you cook it up, if it's larger pieces, you make hamaiti. But by rice, even when you have large pieces of betchilu mevarchal bar mezainis ubesay brach achem eshal, to make a mezainis ala michya. Says Gemara, but Tan, you learned another brayse. Lebesay v'leklum. Says another brayse that after rice you don't make a brach at all. Amar Rav Sheshes says Rav Sheshes is loy kasha. It's not a question. Hor Rabbi Gamliel, Hor Rabbanan. I can tell you, this is the argument. When we say v'lo klum, we don't mean don't make a bracha achrein at all. We mean don't make the bracha achrein that the Torah told us, which is either benching or alamicha. I told you last time, alamicha is being machleik is reshainim, whether it's mahatayda or midrabanan. So he said, don't make these brachas that are that mahatayda, which is benching or alamicha. Just make a bari nefashas, because bari nefashas is a generic bracha. That's what means v'lo klum. So Rav Sheshi says, like kasha, it's not a problem. So one opinion says that rice you make alamicha, one opinion says you make bari nefashas. This is the view of Rangamil, this is Rabbanan. Which Rabbanan, which Rabbanan are we talking about? The time we learned. Zakla, this is the rule. Kol shuhu mishivas haminim, Rabbanan is of the opinion that anything of the seven species that, you know, Eretz Yisrael is bench with, Oymer, you say, shalosh brachas. You say, what? You bench. He says that benching is not just on wheat. Benching is also on all the other things, all the other fruits that Eretz Yisrael is bench with. Pomegranates, you bench. Everything you bench. Says the Gemara, "V'chacham say no brocha achas main sholosh." No, for the apart from wheat and you bench everything else and the grains that you bench, everything else is only ala michi or ala eitz. Well, my said there was an incident. Rabbi Gamliel will soon lead into our question. Rabbi Gamliel, v'haskenim, Rabbi Gamliel and the elders, shohoyim esubin ba'aliyah be'iricha, they were sitting together in Adik Yericha, working out all these different dinim. The heviyo lefan, they brought for them kaisers, they brought them dates. And dates is one of the seven minim. The ochlu, they ate it. The nasan Rabbi Gamliel Rishus Rabbi Kiva Lebarich. Rabbi Kiva, he was asked to bench. In those days, when you led the benching, you didn't just say Rabbeisa, you actually said the entire benching word for word, and everybody would listen in and be yaitze. So Rabbi Gamliel honored Rabbi Kiva to bench, and he expected Rabbi Kiva to say Bichas Hamazon. Because he held after the Zayin meaning, he said, Bechel Mazen. What did Rabbi Kiva do? Kofas, he jumped in. We're about four lines from the bottom, Lam and Zayin. He jumped in, and we're having machlekes here on the Zayin meaning, I just throw if you make alamichia or you bench. Rabbi Kiva holds you bench. So there's once a story that they ate dates, and he asked Rabbi Kiva to lead the benching. And Rabbi Kiva jumped in. Ubeidech Rabbi Kiva brocha achas mein shalosh. And he said, alamichia. He said, alamichia. Omele Rabbi Gamliel will say to Rabbi Kiva, Akiva, Akiva. Ad mosai atom machnis reishir bein machlekes. Why are you mixing into this big machlekes between me and the Rabban? It's clear that l'chayda that this story happened way after the story of Shem Menuchay that we had before, because otherwise madach he embarrassed Rabbi Yeshua before. Rabbi Yeshua didn't openly argue with him. Surely Rabbi Akiva had the chutzpah. Rabbi Akiva told him bench, and he went to the Al-Michya. And yet he didn't reprimand him. He just said to him, "How can you go into machlekes?" Didn't make him stand and so on and so forth. So this happened afterwards, and he was already chastened from last time, so he didn't come out so strong. But nevertheless, he said, why are you, you're a student, getting involved in a machlekes, or even so, why are you getting by me and the chachamim? Omele Rabbeinu, so he said to him, Rabbeinu, afapi, even though sha'ato, you're right that you're arguing, but you told me, you gave me a directive a while ago that I should do exactly what I'm doing right now. And how is that? True, that you say you have to bench. And your friend said, "Yapshe alamichi al eitz lemadatoni rabbeinu." Didn't you yourself teach us that yochid v'rabim alach v'rabim? And since it's you, you're a solo against all the rabbon, you got a father rabbon. Okay, and the Braisa continues. We still haven't yet brought down what has to do with our argument here by Rice. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Mishmoi in the name of Gamliel." Taisa really asked a question. So according to Rabbi Gamliel, a very interesting question. You have this conundrum. And the conundrum is that every time you eat one of the Zayin Minim, you have to say, I have to bench. But every time you bench, you have to do it on a kais. Every time you do it on a kais, according to Rabbi Gamliel, you have to bench again for drinking that cup. So you have to have another cup, because every benching needs a cup. How do you ever get out of it? How do you extricate yourself from this vicious cycle? And he asks, so his Tesha says, who said you have to drink from the cup? You have to bench on a kais, just bench on a kais, like by Shal Shudas on Shabbos, but you don't drink from it. And that's how you get around it. And then they want to say that maybe if you only do it once in a while, that you don't have to bench. It's only if you do this like on a permanent basis. Anyway, then Yehuda, however,'s version is Mishmoy in the name of Gamliel. Kol shuhu mishivas haminim, anything that's from the seven minim. V'loy min doganu, but it's not from the grains. It's one of the fruits of the seven minim. Is I mean dogan v'loyasu pas? It's one of the grain we didn't turn into bread like we had before. Maisa kedeta. Is Rabbi Gamliel says sholos brachas. Rabbi Gamliel says you have to bench, right? Seven minim for the bench. The chachamim said So the Gemil hold that even a Maisa Kededa you have to bench. And the Chachamim say, what do you do? Brocha Achas. They say, you make only one Brocha. Kol she'enu in other words, you make Alamicha. Kol she'enu loy meshiva, well, eight. Kol she'enu loy meshiva saminim v'loy min dogan. Rabbi Yehuda continues. But anything which is not from the Zion, meaning that that is always benched with, and it's nor is it from the grains, can go and pass oides, bread from oides, which we had an argument if it's rice or millet, v'doichin. Rabbi Gamliel says, Baruch achas mein shalosh. So Rabbi Gamliel, according to Rabbi Yehuda's version, that oides v'doichin is an alamichya. But Chachamim say v'loy klum. Chachamim say, you don't make alamichya, you make a bar in the fashas. In other words, they say, even though that you might say mezainis from the beginning on rice, but you make a burn of fashas at the end. The Mayu Kintos Gemara says, so when the Braisa said before that you make a halamichi at the end, you're telling me that's Rabbi Gamliel. Amos say for the ratio. So tell me, look what it says later on the ratio by chewing wheat. It says there, by chewing wheat, if then you turn it into bread, and you baked it, and then you cooked it. If there are larger pieces, then you bench, and the smaller pieces, you don't. That's all Gamliel. Im ke im ein ha'pruz kayamis. It says there, if the pieces were smaller pieces. But chilim avaruch aleha barim in a mezainas, then you only make a barim mezainas. Because you're talking about, after you took the bread, and like you took the matzah, and you put it in the soup, and you boil it up. So now that falls apart. So if it's large pieces, you make a meitzi. Small pieces, you make a mezainas, less than a kazayis. And uvasayim baruch ha'barim. Man, who's that? It can't be Rabbi Gamliel. If Rabbi Gamliel says on the Zion Minim, on a pomegranate, you make hamitzi and you make your bench, surely he would hold that when it comes to bread, originally bread, even though it's small pieces now, surely you would bench. He can't be the one saying Alam Michas. He can't be the author of Zagamil. He says when it comes to dates or daisa, which is cooked up and broken the wheat and cooked up. You bench. You have mamish bread. Okay, it fell apart in smaller pieces. Surely you have to bench. Surely is the Rabbanan. It's Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan say, you make Alam Michas. So we have a problem that of the Rabbanon and the Rabbanon. And the Gemara, Ela Eilim Rabbanon. It's really the Rabbanon. The Tani, Gaba Eidus, when it says about Eidus, that you have to say, Alamich at the end, say, L'Besayf, Ein Avarach Alalei Klum. You only make a Bayern of Foshes. So even those who say that you make a Mezoinus on rice in the beginning, but you make a Bayern of Foshes at the end, not an Alamich. And I already told you before what the prescription of the Alta Rebbe says, you make a Shahako. Halach L'maisa. Okay, says you want to write it. Omar Rav, continue. Rav says, and the Mishnah Berurah says you make a mezainis. Omar Rav says, Rav, hi riyata de chalkoi, this mixture of flour and honey and all that, if it's made out in the chalkoi, made out in the villages, they have a different recipe in the villages and then in the cities. You make it out in the farmers over there in the villages, the mafshi bake kimcha, they put a lot of flour in the, because they live by the farms, they have wheat, an abundant supply of wheat, they use a lot of flour. Is mevarech boy, they made a mezainis. So there you make a mezainis because there's a lot of flour. My timer, the smidi ikah, the flour is the main ingredient. The mechuzin, the larger cities, they're not near the farms. The lemavshebe kimcha, they don't put a lot of flour. They have mainly oil and mainly honey. Is mevarech olav shahakol niadvari. My time with Dufshika, this is like the original opinion we had before, that you look at the majority. But then remember we brought Rabbi Shmuel, that says when it comes to flour, we don't care which is the majority of minority, as long as it's there, you make a mezainis. So Hodo Amar Rabbi then changed his mind. We had a number of times where Rabbi actually came up and said, you know, that's what I told you yesterday was wrong, and this is the correct way. So Rabbi then corrected himself, and he said, even if the majority of the ingredients is honey, you still make a mezainis. Why? The Rabbi Shmuel, the Amit Havayu, because both Rab and Bo Shmuel say, Kol sheyesh boy mechamesh is a minim, anything which has any of the five minim, bevorkin allah boy the minim mezainis. As long as it's there to thicken it, to make you full, or you can fill you up a little bit, it's a mezainis. If it's there only as a bonding agent, then you make a shahad. Then you look at what the majority of the recipes are. Amar Rabbi Yisa further, he says, hi chavitza. This chavitza, again, this is when you crumb up bread. You take bread, you turn it into little crumbs. The ease bay pirunin kazayis, if you have pieces there that are a kazayis, Rashi learns, bring my legs to show him how to learn. Rashi learns, we're talking about you cook it up. You take bread, you break it up, you crumb it up into small pieces, and you boil it up, you cook it up. Is bitchit, sorry? What is it called?
No.
Since it started out being bread, even though it's small pieces, you make a hamoitzi lechem in aretz. All of a sudden, mevarich olav shara a bench at the end. What about the less lay? That's talking about if you have larger pieces. What about the less bay peruni kazayis? If the pieces are smaller than a kazayis, bitchila mevarich olav bayim in a mezainus ubasay brocha achem in shalos. Where this would be is, for example, what is it called when you? You have this toasted bread that they put into a salad. What's it called? What is it? Croutons, that's it. So there's a big machleis of croutons, because croutons are fried. Is frying considered cooked? But the real croutons are deep fried, and deep fried is like cooking. It's shallow fried with the machleis. Mishnah Berurah actually is machmer. But he brings different opinions. Let's assume deep fried croutons, because a lot of croutons are deep fried. So it's like cooking. It started out as normal bread. You took bread, and they defried it. And they now, if it's larger than a kazayis, it's still hamaitzi. But if it's smaller than a kazayis, according to Yosef, it's a mezainis, even though it's mamish like bread, as we'll soon see. That's correct enough. Yeah. Omer Rabbi Yosef, I mean, how do I know this thing about if it's more than a kazayis or less than a kazayis and less kazayis is a mezainis? I'll tell you, we're from menachas. I know for kabbonis, but I mean, how do I know that? Tanya, we learned how you made umakriv menachas b'Yerushalayim. You were standing and you're bringing up a korban mincha in Yerushalayim, and you gave it to a koyin. Omer Baruch Shachianu, who's Omer? So Rashi learns that the Yisrael who brings the korban mincha, if he doesn't do it often enough, then he makes a Shachianu. Tosis says that it's the Kohen himself, since twice a year. The Kohen had to, only worked 2 days a year. The roster was every 24 weeks, and within that week, only, you know, every family had a different day roster, so they only worked 2 days a year. So he would make a Shechayonu whenever he brought it, the first time he brought a mincha, that's like a chinuch, like the first time, he's doing it. And then Rashi Menachah says it's a koyin, but a koyin who never brought a mincha for himself before. Then what happens? Not long la'achon, the koyin took who eats the mincha? The koyin eats the mincha. The koyin took the mincha to eat it. Mevarach hamoitzi lechem min aretz. He makes a bracha hamoitzi. Okay, mincha is flour. You make hamoitzi. However, what size are the pieces? Because you make a kmitza. Before you do the kmitza, remember, this is the hardest avodah of a koyin. You scoop with three fingers, and it's something that's pretty hard. So we break it up into pieces. Even though you break it up into pieces, we learned in Menachas and Machlekes, how large should the pieces be as you break up? So v'taniel, we learned, v'kulam poitzi kazayis, that by when you break it up, before you do the kmitza, they should be the size of a kazayis. So we see from here, when do you make hamoitzi? Only if it's the size of kazayis. That's what Mises says. So we say that even though you cooked it up, or you, whatever you did over there, you baked it, as long as its pieces are larger than the kazayis, it retains its original bracha, hamaitzi. So following your logic, what about the school of thought that says they don't have to be a kazayis? It could be even smaller piece of mirugrav. So they would hold you make a moitzi even smaller pieces. That you break it up. He said when you break it up mamish to fine little pieces. You turn the mamish back into flour. Is that true? We're talking about those menachas that were baked on the mizbech. Is that true? According to you, if it's less than a kazayis, it'll make a maitzi. So the mincha, he says, according to Rabbi Shmuel, who says that you break it up into small little pieces, tiny pieces, according to you, you don't make a maitzi. No, what's wrong? What's wrong? Tanya, we learned in another braisa elsewhere, lokat mikulon kazayis, that if you collect it from all of these pieces and you ate a kazayis, im chometzu, if it's chometz, onus kodesh, you only get kodesh for kazayis, and it's as if we treat it as if you ate a kazayis of chometz. So we see we treat it like bread, and im matzu, only if there was a pesach and you ate some pesach. So we see clearly from here, that's because, and you make it has to be hamaitzi if you want to be yaitz on pesach. So we see clearly from here that even though it's less than a kazayis, pieces are less than a kazayis, even though you ate it all together, it still retains its original identity. Nothing to do with the kazayis. So the Gemara, Hocham Ayskin and Bishop Arson, is talking about after you broke them in tiny pieces, you kneaded them together and you baked it a second time. So now it's one piece again. So we don't look at it, view it as, no, if they're separate, disparate pieces, and if it's smaller than a kazayis, I say, after you cook the small kazayis, you don't make a maitzi. In this case, a Torah Shmuel with a mincha, you broke the small pieces, then you kneaded them together, and you turned it to a matzah, you yate some pesach, you left it as chametz, you chayv, you know, on this kodesh, and so on. So, because it's one piece again. says Gemara Hachemai's kin, and you want to answer Bisha Arson, you needed it again. Freddy Gemara Yehachiv saw Ema Sefer. Look at the Sefer. It says there, Vahusha Achon, when are you Yetzer? Matzah, the Mitzvah Matzah. If you ate it, you ate them in plural, Bechdei Achilas Pras. According to Rashi, Machiz Rashi the Rambam, a Pras is a half a portion, of an 8 egg bread or a 6 egg bread. Rashi holds it's an 8 egg bread, so it's 4 eggs. How long it takes you to eat 4 eggs. And then if you ate it within that time, your yaitza the mitzvah of matzah. Clearly it says them. Them means about, if it's one piece of matzah, you need it again. You don't say them, you ate it. So e bisha arson, the way you learn that, the reason why you're making a mitzvah is katak has to be a kazais. But it is a kazais because you melded them together. Is haisha ochlan, isha ochluba baile. Ochloi, you ate it. Says the Gemara, you're right. I changed my whole answer. And it gives with the Ella, I changed my whole answer. And the answer is, you know what we're talking about, you did not need it together, and less than that, because I is, you don't make hamaitzi, so how come over here you're making hamaitzi less than kazayis? You know why? It's coming, in other words, it came originally from a large piece of bread, and that large piece of bread is still sitting over there. And because the large piece of bread is still sitting over there, even though the pieces that you have in front of you are tinier than a kazayis, because of the chashivas of this original bread, which is still intact, it maintains the bracha for the small pieces as well. That's why you make a mitzi. But if you were taking the entire bread and broke it into small pieces, then you're right. Less than a kazayis, you don't make a mitzi. Says the Gemara, my havi lo, bottom line, what's the story? Omar Rav Sheisha said, hi chavitza, this chavitza, avagav the less by perurin kazayis. This chavitza, even though that piece is less than a kazayis, mevorech olav ha-mitzi lechem in aretz. Even if it's less than a kazayis, you make a bracha ha-mitzi lechem in aretz. Amar Rav Ahu provided, the ika alea toirisa denam, it looks like bread. In other words, if it's more than a kazayis, I don't care if it doesn't look like bread anymore, it became so soft you can't even tell, you make ha-mitzi. If it's less than a kazayis, then you make a bracha ha-mitzi, it looks like bread. According to Rashi, this is talking about even if you cooked it. Even you cooked it. So croutons, if it looks like bread, which it does, then even though deep fried and everything else, you would make ha-mitzi less than kazayis. But Teishas argues. Teishas, we're not talking about cooked here. We're talking about you put it in cold water to dissolve. If you, Teishas, if you cooked it, then even, that if it's less than a kazayis, even if it looks like bread, you make a mezainis, which is the halacha. So croutons, if it's deep fried, your halacha is you make a mezainis. If it's shallow fried or toasted, like other ones are, then you make ha-mitzi because it looks like bread. Then Teishas is a fascinating thing. Teisa says, talking about you put in cold water and dissolve. So more than a kazayis, you still make a mezainis. Less than a kazayis, if it's dissolved, that the water becomes white, then you make a mezainis. Says Teisa here, look at the last few lines of Teisa here. Teisa, Amar Rav, Vuhud Iko Leo, Teresa Denama, the last five lines. Says Teisa here, Rabbeinu, the last few lines, Rabbeinu. V'chein hoyu rogo Rabbeinu David Mimitz. Not sure who he was. Rabbeinu David of Mitz had a custom, L'labein pirurin b'mayim b'layla. He would take bread, break it into pieces and put it into water every night, kedei la'ochlam b'shachar, in order that he can eat it every morning for breakfast. B'loy b'chaz ha'mitzi, b'loy b'chaz ha'mazon. He wanted to avoid saying ha'mitzi and benching. Shlo la'acher, so he shouldn't delay. Kedei she's, why to do it then? Kedei she's chazeg roishay. By eating this bread, it gave him energy. The yuchel la'hagid halachin, give a shir. He wanted to give a shir, but he didn't want to bench because it takes too long. So he would put this bread in cold water at night. And if it's less than the kazayis, and it loses its thing, or the water became white, it's a mezainis. Okay, here's a trick of how to eat bread without having to wash, and without having to have mitzvah or benching. Okay, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara, right? Turknin, this thing called Turknin, we'll soon see what that is, Chayavim b'chala. Right now the Gemara talks about chala, then we'll move over to the bracha mitzi. Yechayim and chala, the chiosa, Ravin Omer, Rabbi Yechon, and Ravin came in the name of Yechon, he says, Turknin is Turknin b'chala, it's part of b'chala. So the Gemara, my Turknin, you're having an argument, I don't even know what Turknin is. Omer Abai, you know what Turknin is? Kuva da'ara. They would put in flour and water, just pouring it in, no kneading it or anything like that, but they put it into a tight area. And because it was in a tight area, and even though they might have taken a fork and scrambled a little bit together, and just mix it together, but there's no kneading or anything else, they put it in a tight area. Because in a tight area, it does thicken somewhat. It's that's not bread or anything, but it thickens a little bit, like a crepe or something, or like a blintz. So it thickens a little bit. So the machlek is if it's chayv and chal or not, because you didn't knead it like normal bread. So think about it. Yeah. And halach is your part of challah. Bamba Rabbi said, "Baye Trisa is pturim lechala." And here is no argument. What's Trisa? They would put flour in water, but this time instead of in a tight area, they had a big, big flat top on the oven, and they just let it pour out, like you make a blintz. You just pour it in, and it just spreads out. And, you know, all you did was a fork, and you scramble it together, but then let it spread out. So this everybody holds is not bread, and it's not challah. So one opinion is gevil mertach, that it just spreads out. Ikidami nahama de hindika, bread from Indian bread, where they used to put it in the oven, this dough, and kept on continuously putting oil on it, around the bread, on the outside. Or they used to put eggs on the outside, mixed with oil. So it's not really bread. And then the next one is, bread. They used to make bread specifically for this mixture called kutach, which is powerful, pungent, and basically they let the bread get moldy, and then they would mix it in with cream and whatever it is, and I don't know why people ate it. It was a delicacy. And we'll have a little about it in Pesachim as well. And that bread is not bread. So you know, not chayim challah. Tonev chil lechem asal kutah pot mechallah. His bread was made for that purpose, and not challah. V'hot hanya rebuild another brayz chayim challah. How's that work? Get it on time. Explain. You know, maaseh mechichinala. You can tell it's indicative from how it is formed. Also, if you made it, you spend your time that you gave it form and you gave it shape. You made it look nice, and obviously you wanted it to be like bread chayovin. Kilimudin, just let it go loose, whatever it is. You didn't care what shape it was, then Peturin, that means you didn't really want it as bread, you wanted it to become moldy and to turn into kutach. This case we had before kubadara, which is you just pour the flour in the water and let it sit in that small area. He said, me, sovereign namo, you think it's bread? Because it's flour and water, you think it's bread? Guvla balmu, just a mixture. You make a bracha mezaynus. Mazut, however, kavas udasela. He used to eat that, and his kaveh sud on it. When your kaveh sud, we'll soon see the later in the Gemara, the next few days, a pasabah bekissin, different lachmonias, different things that if you make a mezaynus initially, but if you make, because it's not really like a cracker, it's not really a meal, but if you turn it into a meal, then you make a hamaitzi. Not only that, if you this flour and water, even though you didn't need it and everything else, but if you're kaveh sud on it, and for Pesach you do it properly, it can be a matzah on Pesach. My time of lechem oini karin lebe. This is poor man's bread. Just go a few more lines. Honey that comes out of dates, even though it emanates from dates, it comes in from dates. You would have thought it should be a brocha like the dates are. He said, no, you make a shahakal. Why? My time zeya ba'almahu. It's merely perspiration. It's merely sweat. In other words, the main purpose of this peiri is not the juice that comes out of it. So therefore, any juice that comes out of it is you make a bracha shahakal. Grapes and olives are the only exception where the juice you make are eitz, because the purpose of the peiri is the juice. But all other fruits, the juice is purely zeya ba'alma. Command, like who does this follow? Like the following tana. Now we learned in the Mishnah dvash tamarim, honey from dates. So when it says edit zov is chol dvash, dvash is dvash tamarim. Sorry?
Silan.
What's Silan?
Silan.
Is that what it is? It's the dark black honey. Yeah, a lot of people use it here for Shana. Dvash tamarim, the yayin tapuchim, and the juice that comes out of apples. And the chemitz, and the vinegar of the leftover, the dregs, you know, the grapes that will never ever grow. They remain in a very small state. And you let it turn into vinegar, like wine vinegar. So all of these, you make a shakal. Vishar may pay this, and all other fruit juices is shel truma. If, let's say, it belongs to a kayan, you ate it, and then if you eat from a kayan, his truma, you have to pay reimburse him the principal plus a penalty of 25%. And if you ate these things, Rabbi Lezer mechayev ken v'chaimish, you ate food, so you have to pay that penalty as well. And Rabbi Shua say, no, you don't pay the penalty. Why? It's only perspiration. It's only sweat. And it's not called truma on it. And the only fruits that the juice is truma is olives and grapes. And therefore, brach is the same thing. You only make a shakel. Okay, we'll stop here.